This is Ndimiyake Mwakalyelye. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. Zimbabwe marks World Water Day today with millions around the world as water levels continue to drop due to drought and lack of adequate infrastructure such as dams. Thomas Chiramba of the United Nations explains the situation.
In Zimbabwe, we actually came backwards, which is a tragedy.
Suspected terror attacks in Brussels have hit close to home for Zimbabwe's Grace Kwinje, a journalist and former executive member of the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Morgan Tsvangirai.
The situation here is very sad, to say the least. It's very tense.
Some Zimbabwean black farmers say they support government calls to compensate former white farmers, saying it gives them a sense of entitlement to their land. Hear more from Director Paul Zakaria of the Zimbabwe Farmers Union. And in Bulawayo, a meeting stirs up painful discussion on the atrocities in the region commonly known as Bukurahundi. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 5460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out also on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. On today's The Connection, on Studio 7 Live Talk, hosts Ntunga Milinkomo and Tatenda Gumbo address efforts to engage youth to be more effective members of the society through community participation. Participate by sending your message on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.